This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as human enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We had a little technical difficulty. I've got a new setup here. Everything seemed fine before the show, and now we're going through. So I'm going to be with you on the phone today. For some reason, we're just having a problem there. If this is the first time you've joined us, you can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you tuned in looking for Bradley today, he's out obtaining some kind of shooting thing. I don't know. He's firing guns, so that's an all-American boy there for you. And I'm filling in for him. I'm Tim, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today live here from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina from the bunker, where it is beautiful outside. And like I said, if you want to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in any time during the hour here, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay. Also, if you want to check us out on social media, you can do that on Facebook. Look for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And also Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1, there on Twitter. A couple of things I want to bring to your attention, and then we're going to try to get into a particular topic. I continue to be dealing with the stuff that's going on down in a particular county there in Florida, Lee County, Florida. And some of you may be getting tired of that, but I have no doubt this is not the only county in America it's going on. I have no doubt it's the only county that in Florida that's going on. And as I go from one thing into another, I see that it's, you know, spiderwebbed into something else. It's in the education system. It's in the city council. It's in the county council. It's in the state attorney's office. It's in the attorney general's office. It's in the governor's office. It's in the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. It is even in the Florida bar, if you can believe all of this, okay? And I know that it's probably sounding like, Tim, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Look, I just went after one particular area of the story, and all of this stuff comes out. And I'm going to tell you what the media has done so far, besides nothing, as far as reporting any of the stuff that I put out in this broadcast. And so if you want to jump in, if you're listening to this, 1-866-582-9933, maybe you're one of those people in Lee County who is doing the stuff, man. You're coming out and you're pointing out the corruption. You're sick and tired of the tyranny that's going on down there by your elected officials, by attorneys, by judges, by those who have been put in authority, who are in the seat of the minister of God, who are failing to be ministers of God in that area. Maybe you want to join me online. You want to tell me your story. Well, we welcome that. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, real quickly, before we go to break, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Islamic Jihad rep Ilhan Omar attacks Black Hawk Down U.S. soldiers. Now, this is a woman who came from Somalia. And if you remember, I mean, this happened, my goodness, this probably happened right around the time she was born or before, the Black Hawk Down under Bill Clinton. And we all remember, who might be of age to remember, we remember exactly what went on as one of America's soldiers was dragged through the streets, as helicopters were down, as American soldiers went to rescue their own and had to fight their way through the streets of Somalia there. And people at every turn, I mean, there was hardly any friendly people there in Somalia. And now we've got one of those people here in the United States, sitting in Congress, pontificating to the American people. Now, don't get me wrong. Look, there have been some things that she has questioned about our foreign involvement that I would agree with. But here's the thing. Her motive, and we know what her motive is because who she's aligned herself with. I don't have a problem questioning our foreign policy, our use of force, our being involved in other countries. I have no problem with that. But when you've got a person like this doing it, this person is a traitor to this country because of who she's aligned herself with. Check that out at sonslibertymedia.com. Also, if you didn't hear over the weekend, the attacks, the Islamic Jihad attacks in Sri Lanka, in churches, multiple bombings that occurred there, almost 200 people dead. And the media is not wanting to tell you who actually did it. We're still wondering about all that, okay? So on the other side of the break, what we're going to do is we're going to pick up and we're going to talk about the things that are going on down in Lee County. I'm going to continue to tell you that because there's been some things I brought up over the weekend and stuff that's going to be coming out this week. So hang on, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One 582 9933 if you want to join us here on the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you tuned in looking for Bradley to be speaking to you, he is off shooting guns today, doing the all-American pastime there. And so I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty. I'm thinking it's probably on my end here. I've got a new board and microphone and stuff that I'm trying to make work, so it's not the guys at GCN. They're great and trying to help that out. But what I want to talk to you about today, again, is an issue going on down in Florida. And part of the issue that I'm dealing with down there are things that I didn't really sign up to deal with in the first place. And part of that is the issue of corruption that's going on down there, okay? And in that corruption that's going on down there, I started in one particular branch of their government. And that branch of their government was the judicial system. And from there, I ended up over in the executive branch. And part of that trickles down into the sheriff's office. That's what I've been dealing with for, a couple of weeks now. That was something I actually put off because I was trying to deal with the stuff in the judicial branch. And now I'm into that. Then I'm dealing with the fact that nobody wants to comment from the governor's office, from the attorney general's office, from the Florida bar, or from Florida Department of Law Enforcement, despite the fact we have provided them with evidence, documented evidence, that the sheriff down there in Lee County, Carmine Mercino, is perpetrating a fraud on the people, one, by his education, okay? He's telling them he's on track for a degree in criminal justice, something he doesn't even have to be sheriff. It's an elected office, okay? He can just be. He doesn't even have to have a college degree, as far as I know. A high school diploma to be sheriff. He just has to get elected, okay? And part of the issue is that he uses a public website that is owned by the people there in Lee County Sheriff's public website, to promote this lie. It's just a lie. He hasn't been to school since 2014. He signed up, went there all of about 3 months, and he hasn't been back since. I don't even know what his grades were, okay? But that's just the tip of the iceberg with this guy. I provided the documentation to media outlets down there. They're silent on this. This was like a week ago. They're silent on this. Other people have provided them the documents. They're silent, okay? I'm going to get to that in a moment. Then I followed up with the fact that this same sheriff down there in Lee County, Carmine Marcino, has also failed to follow Florida statutes and codes. He was an out-of-state park ranger. Any of you people seen Yogi Bear, you know, from a long time ago? Right? Remember Ranger Smith there? That's what Carmine Marcino was in New York. Now, there are several articles in which apparently he has talked to the reporters there, and I know for a fact he's talked to at least one or two other people who he's communicated himself to as being a former New York Police Department officer. Yes, we're talking the stolen valor kind of stuff, okay? That's how he's put himself out there. He wasn't. He worked for Suffolk County Police. He was a seasonal park ranger for what looks like a little over a year, and that was part-time. And in Florida, if you come in from out of state and you want to be a police officer and you want to take their equivalency test, in order to take that test, you have to have 12 months of full-time service as a law enforcement officer. Marcino didn't have any of that. And he went to Naples Police Department. And Naples Police Department needs to answer why in the world they let this guy even be on the force for the little less than a year that he was on there. In fact, they let him take the equivalency test. And not only did he not pass it, he failed it twice. And Florida Department of Law Enforcement told them, you got to put this guy on a desk job. I don't even know how they do that, because he didn't meet the requirement to take the test in the first place, which is the other. Which means, according to at least two police officers I've talked to down there with more than 50 years of experience between them, this guy has been impersonating a police officer for years before he became sheriff, which is a felony in Florida. Do you hear the governor responding to that? Nope. He's been sent the information. He's been sent the documentation, too. Do you hear the media responding to that? Nope. Do you hear the state attorney, which is his good buddy, Amira Fox, who is a, quote-unquote, Palestinian, there is no such kind of people, and her husband? I'm going to get to that in just a moment, because this shows you the level of corruption that's going on. Who's a bar investigator. Okay? Just remember that. His name is Mike Fox. There's no response from Florida Department of Law Enforcement except to say, well, Mr. Brown, if you would like to file a formal complaint, and I point them to their own website that says they will initiate an investigation based off media reports, and I've sent them both media reports that I have where this guy, where it's clear through the document, some of it with his own hand where he lied to Collier County Sheriff's Department when he applied there about being terminated. He was terminated from the City of Naples Police Department. Okay. They tell me I got to file a formal complaint. It's their officer. I'm not even in their state. I gave them the documents. Are they doing anything with it? Nope. They're covering it up. They're whitewashing it just like they did their previous report earlier this month regarding the paternity suit and alleged threats that Deanna Williams, who we've had on the show a couple of times, I started off writing about her situation down there in Florida. They said, nothing here. Well, she didn't call to report, or she didn't call them to report a criminal action. She called to report the ethics of the issue because she took a grand theft criminal complaint to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Okay? $200,000. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about petty larceny. We're talking about $200,000 by her own attorney. Okay? And this guy begins to pursue her on Facebook. That's an ethics issue because not only is he not supposed to do it, He's not supposed to engage victims or those who bring in complaints or any of that stuff. He was pursuing her for sex. Okay? And as a result of that, he completely dropped any help he offered her in the beginning when he was trying to get her attention. This little guy, Carmine Mercino. Okay? Now, here's the thing that we talk about at the Sons of Liberty. Bradley has often made the statement, and it's right on. If those on the right were doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. And you go, how is that? Well, if the right actually believed the stuff that they say about being constitutionalist, about being law-abiding, about wanting justice, about upholding the law, all of these kinds of things, about being Christian, because the right is normally identified with Christianity. The majority of it is, okay? If they were that, and they weren't your average couch potatoes wiping off the chips off their shirt, the grease spot off their clothes, and instead of just becoming angry keyboard warriors, they actually got out and did something, we wouldn't have a left. You know why? Because justice would be brought against them. Okay? But not so in Lee County. Let me change that. There are some people who are rising up. I'm gonna highlight those guys at the end, okay? In the final segment. I'm going to highlight those guys in the final segment because we're coming up on a break here in just a few seconds. But down in Lee County, there are a lot of movers and shakers, politicians, and people seeking political office who are dumping boatloads of money into Sheriff Carmine's election. He's never been elected. He was appointed by Rick Scott. And Rick Scott knew all this stuff. He had the documents. He wasn't ignorant of this. He knew, just like Governor DeSantis knows now. And they want to remain silent, and they're complicit in his crimes and his fraud by their silence. Okay? And on the other side of the break, we're going to bring out some other people in Lee County who call themselves Republicans, who are in essence the left. They are the left. They because, and why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're supporting a fraud, a pro-baby murderer, and a criminal. Other side of the break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to talk about that. Hang on.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Democrats are talking about the impeachment of President Trump, all based on findings of the Mueller report. But President Trump says he's not worried about that possibility or concerned anyone in his administration has disobeyed him.
Nobody disobeys my orders. happened a little bit.
The president speaking to reporters at the White House during the Easter egg roll. Members of the House Democratic Caucus will hold a conference call as they mull over possibilities of impeachment proceedings. Democrat Elijah Cummings says the Trump Organization is using a baseless lawsuit to block his request for financial documents. Cummings released a statement saying there is no valid legal basis to interfere with his duly authorized subpoena from Congress. Cummings claims the White House has refused to produce a single document or witness to the House Oversight Committee this year. And President Trump says in a tweet that Herman Cain has asked not to be nominated for a seat on the Fed Reserve Board. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you've tuned in for Bradley, he is firing a gun somewhere up in Minnesota. Tim Brown here, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933. I'd love to hear from my friends down there in Lee County, you people who are taking a stand, who are getting the word out, who are pressing the media on things. My hat's off to you. You're doing the stuff. You're doing the things that the Sons of Liberty Radio.com are all about, and that is stop this and start doing the walking, right? Put some shoe leather on that stuff. You're not only praying, you're not only asking God for the victory, you're going out in the name of the Lord, and you're seeking to have that victory because you want justice and you want your kids to grow up among or in a community that is not filled with corruption. And Lee County is full of it. I can tell you that right now. And I'll let you know about some of that. And we're going to highlight some of the things that are going on down there among some of those people that I just mentioned. Okay. So what does it mean that, what does it even mean today to be a Republican? Okay. The Republican Party has had a platform that is, for the most part, a biblical platform. I mean, it has had that, okay? The problem is in the execution of that platform by its people. They call themselves pro-life while they're really pro-abortion regulators. They call it pro-life bills that they pass. But they basically says, well, if your baby isn't this old in the womb and it has to, you jump through this hoop and that hoop and everything else, well, then you can off your baby. You can slaughter it. You can tear it apart. You can rip its head off and arms apart. And that's what Republicans are doing. You say, that's a little harsh, Tim. Well, wait a minute. The Democrats are just fine killing babies coming out of the birth canal. That's what they want, unfettered infanticide. In fact, they want it on the other end. They want to kill off all the old people, too, if they want to kill themselves. They forget the commandment, you shall not murder, applies to your own life, too. Okay? You don't have the right, just because it's your life, to take that life because you are accountable to your Creator for it. Okay? Speaking of which, Sheriff Carmine Mercino, I put the text up. He's begged a woman he got pregnant who is willing to endure the shame and the smears that she has done, realizing her own error, admitting that it was wrong, admitting her own repentance over that issue, and still willing to carry a child and raise that child by herself if need be, but not to do like David did, would try to cover it up by killing another, having seen that another person's life was taken in the process of covering up her own sin. She was willing to do that. She was even trying to keep it private so that it wasn't a public issue, so that it didn't reflect on this man. And he gave her no option. He wanted to murder his own child. He thinks more of the dogs that he wants to deputize, if you will, down there in Lee County than he did his own unborn baby. Now, with that said, I have to ask, what are Republicans doing supporting such a man? A man who lies to the people about his education, a man who is a felon according to Florida state statutes and codes, a man who is engaged in corruption that I haven't even given out just yet. Even with the former sheriff, Mike Scott, who was there. A man who had a conversation with the lady he was seeing with this other lady who was pregnant, indicating that basically she was going to be framed for drugs. Republicans in Florida, Lee County, and the cities there supporting this man. And everybody in the seat of authority, silent. And the media, silent over it. Never fear, the Burroughs Home Pavilion at 2505 First Street, Fort Myers, Florida, on April the 30th, just a few days away, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., if you're a person let me clarify it a little more. You're not just pro-life. You're one who is pro-abolition of abortion. You're not willing for it to occur at any stage after conception. Okay? Maybe you want to get your group together and go protest this meeting. He's having a meet and greet here with many women down in Florida, a lot of them. I mean, there's over 100 of them named on this invitation that you can see at sunslibertymedia.com about Florida Republicans are apparently okay supporting pro-baby murder and corrupt sheriff. You can see those names on this invite. Okay? Meet our sheriff, Carmine Mercino, ladies' man. They call him ladies' man. He's really a lustful man who's out for himself. And believe you me, there are a lot of women involved in this issue. Maybe you want to go there. Maybe you want to protest that. Take your abortion signs, call him out for his hypocrisy. Call him out for his lawlessness. He's supposed to be upholding the law here in Lee County, and he's doing everything but that. Okay? But it's not just him. It's not just these ladies. In fact, I was told that some of these ladies on this list were previously at a viewing of the movie Unplanned. And Unplanned is that movie, you know, it got bumped by Twitter. It is, the movie is based on the true story of Abby Johnson. She was really high up in Planned Parenthood. And Abby one day walked in when a woman was having an abortion. She didn't know what was going on. She had had two of her own. She had sat in church week before, week after. Nobody ever addressed it. She killed two of her own babies. She saw what was going on in the ultrasound, not in the ultrasound, what the doctor was doing. She saw the baby trying to save its own life by trying to get away from the suction that's used to suck these babies out. And she saw it. It changed her life forever. And she chides pastors to lead the fight. If they would, it's almost like reminiscent of the scene from Braveheart. If you would just lead, the people would follow. And I have to ask America, is abortion not going on under the watchful eye of the Christian church? That your bottom dollar it is. Yep, it is. Because in large measure, the Christian church is just fine with that. They're just fine with their people taking abortive patients. That's just a step in that direction. They're just fine with their people determining whatever they want to do sexually to the point where they're allowing homosexuals, sodomites, lesbians, people who are so mentally ill and in rebellion against God, which is what Romans 1 is about when it talks about that, God giving them over to a depraved mind. They're so mentally messed up and their moral compass is so off that God just turned them over to their own sin. They aren't speaking out against it either. Now, here's the thing. Kevin Ruane, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that name correctly, R-U-A-N-E. He is the mayor of Sanibel, which is in Lee County. So Kevin puts his full support behind Sheriff Carmine Marcino. I reached out to him on Facebook to see if he had a comment as to the fraud that Marcino has perpetrated, the felony crimes that he's committed. Kevin has not responded to me, but I did get screenshots of what was going on his Facebook page as he praised the sheriff, had him introduce him and all of these kinds of things, puts his support behind him. He's a Republican too. And the people that support Kevin also support Sheriff Carmine, Marcino down there, right? He supports those people. He supports the sheriff, and he wants to be elected, I believe it's to the city council, maybe the county council, I'm sorry, of Lee County. Now, that shouldn't surprise anybody who is down there who knows Sheriff Marcino's history. Sheriff Marcino brought in a guy, last name Ranky, I believe his first name is Jim, doing some investigating on that, who was a former FBI agent who was charged with investigating Sheriff Mike Scott, that's the former sheriff of Lee County, and Sheriff Carmine Marcino. All of a sudden, the charges get, I mean, the investigation goes, right? And what happens to Mr. Ranky, Mr. FBI Ranky? He gets hired on at the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Yes! Tell me that's not corruption. Mr. Ranky is just as corrupt as former Sheriff Mike Scott, and I'm going to be getting into some of this stuff in the future. We'll be providing some of the documentation on that soon because I'm only one guy. I can only do so much, okay? But that's there. There's no doubt that that's there. There are other people in his office. Just going to let you know a last name of Holloway, just so you have an idea of what's coming. And you can see the people who come to Kevin's bid here for Lee County Commissioner. I'm sorry, it wasn't a council. I'm sorry. It was a commissioner, Lee County Commissioner, District 1. That's my fault. I apologize for that. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of names and stuff in an area that I'm not in. Nobody has spoken out against this. Not the media, not Governor DeSantis, not the AG or anybody. But here's what I'm going to tell you. On the other side of the break, I'm going to call out the media, and I'm going to tell you who is. There are some people down there in Lee County, Florida, who are doing the stuff, man, and they're providing the information so that we can get it to you, not only in America, but in that county, so people can do something about it. Hang on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. This is the final segment. So if you're going to jump in, you want to jump in here. Any of my friends down there in Lee County, Florida, you want to jump in, be happy to have you on the air here in the final segment. Okay. So very quickly, with that said about Republicans down there in Florida, maybe they need to change their political affiliation. I know that the party thing is all this hoodoo to get you into a sporting event kind of mentality. I'm constantly dealing with people who say, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, because, especially when you bring up Donald Trump, you go, well, he's one guy, and they make the excuses for him. Well, it is the Congress. Well, it is the Democrats. And I say, well, wait a minute. You've got a guy who talks about abortion. He says all the things you want him to say. And then he signs that little piece of paper that Congress sends him over to fund with your money unconstitutionally over $1 billion to do the same thing that Sheriff Marcino wanted to do to his own kid, and that is to slaughter the babies in the womb here in America. Yep, President Trump, that's the guy, okay? This is what's going on, and you've got to wake up to that. Republican means nothing if you're not going to hold those principles and not going to push those principles. So with that said, before I get into the last part here, we've got Steve on the line here in Minnesota. And Steve, I want to welcome you to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Welcome, brother.
Yeah, hi, Tim. Good to talk to you again.
I was just going to
comment that, you know, I've had to file some ethics complaints against lawyers and judges in the past, and it leads me to believe that the system's just rigged to give the appearance of oversight, but it really protects them in their corruption. They want the system to be corrupt.
That's true in some areas. There's no doubt about it. And then there are other areas where there is, some of the judges leave no room even for any leniency at all, depending on circumstances. It's just you do the crime, you're going to do the time kind of thing. So I get that.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, they'll come all over you and me if we step out of line in any way. But as far as the lawyers and the sheriffs and everyone else, they protect them in the corruption. They'll stomp the little guy to give the appearance of law and order, but then the people at the top can break the law all they want.
Yeah, and look, that's happening at the top, too. We saw that with President Trump, in fact. He promised the American people investigation into Hillary. What has he been doing? Well, he's been sitting back while Robert Mueller is doing his little thing. It's been used as a political grandstand theater kind of thing. It is to bolster people so they want to vote in 2020 rather than saying, you're on a witch hunt here, dude, and we need to shut you down because you're not producing anything. You're spending the American taxpayers' money. I know it looks bad on him if he would shut it down, but the fact of the matter is he should have done it. I mean, there was no evidence of that to begin with, and that's not – look, this isn't a take-up for Donald Trump. I think I see where he's unconstitutional, where he's constitutional. We have to deal with those things, and I'm trying to do that across the board. Where the guy is doing the right thing, we pat him on the back, we encourage him, we get behind him. And where he's wanting to violate the law, we have to call that out too, even if he's wearing your team's jersey, right?
Oh, I agree with that. I argue to my Democrat friends constantly that we should both clean our own houses. I'm more disappointed in my own team breaking the rules because I really want honesty. And if he let Hillary go, it really was an example of his failure because now he's the one in charge of that oversight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Steve, thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate your comments. One of the things we want to do here is I want to wrap up on a positive note, okay? I do want to wrap up on a positive note, and that is this. Look, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check out the thing I did over the weekend, which was how Sheriff Carmine has decorated himself in a similar fashion to how dictators of the past have done. If you notice, any of the dictators who've risen to power, whether they were in the military or not, they put on their military garb, cross their chest, they have all these things hanging. I mean, I've never been in the military. I've never been in law enforcement. But I realize they recognize certain achievements, certain awards and stuff like that. And when you get a dictator in office, that guy's got him hanging down to his knees. I mean, practically, okay? You know what I'm saying. And it's to bolster how he appears. And I've given you the snapshots there on sonsoflibertymedia.com about this guy, how he started out. He's just got a regular green shirt on. He's got a couple little stars maybe on his collar, and that's about the extent of it. He worked less than 6 years at Lee County Sheriff's Office. And once he became sheriff, he slapped like 6 stripes on his arm, on his left arm sleeve. You can see it there. Each one of the stripes is supposed to represent three years of service at that particular sheriff's office. All of a sudden, now he's doing 18 years? He hadn't even been there that long. In fact, you can see in one of the photos he only has one. You see where he doesn't have any. Then you can see where he has one. And he wasn't due for the second one, the second stripe, till this year. Now he's got 6. Then he's got all these awards put on there, all right, from the time he's appointed last year till now. He's put all that stuff on there. He's putting all these stars on his shoulder like he's a 4-star general or something down there. I mean, you can talk to the officers and they'll tell you the stars really don't mean anything except whatever the guy who's putting them on there is trying to communicate to you. However, with that said, you can see that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, I want to point you to the people who are doing this stuff. Because it's not all gloom and doom. There are people who are awake to what's going on. There are people who are going out and they're doing the footwork and they're getting the documents along with myself. I'm not even down there. But many of them are doing what they can to get documentation. They're doing what they can to point out the people who are involved and provide me the stories. I'm going to be interviewing a lady tonight about one of the stories that encompasses Sheriff Marcino's best friend, it appears anyway, Amira Fox, who's the state attorney there, and how she failed to actually deal with what appears to be a criminal young man who beat up this woman's daughter. And then they turned it around to try to charge her with a crime, which was completely fabricated. So I'm hoping to bring you that story a little later on in the week. But what I'm saying is, she's not the only one. There are other people who are standing up. There are people who are Christian, and they are not only calling upon God to vindicate them, to fight for them, to be their shield and buckler, to use the sword of the Lord, as it was, to defeat their enemies. But they're stepping out from that. They're going out of the prayer closet. They're going out into the neighborhoods. They're going out and proclaiming that God is the one who should be honored in the area, in the seat of law enforcement, whether it is the sheriff, whether it is the governor, whether it is the state attorney or whatever. And those people, look, you guys down there, Sheriff Carmine, you should be trembling in your boots. Amira Fox, you should be shaking a little bit yourself. You may think that you're protected, but you got some people who are coming after you. And I mean in the political realm. They're doing it lawfully. They're looking to expose you. With that said, I'm not going to name the people. There are several that I have spoken to, at least about half a dozen. With that said, let me give you something that the media, let me tell you what they have done. The media has come to me. And the media, instead of taking my articles and the information that I have given them, what the media has done is they have questioned me. I got this from Fox 4. What is your interest in the story happening down here? How did I hear about Miss Williams' story? What's my interest? I didn't go to the sheriff's issue. I left that off for something else. That was something I had to deal with later. Here's the question I have, and I had another lady from newspress.com, news-press.com, ask me, what's my motive for writing on this? And here's what I want to tell you people down there in Southwest Florida. I'm going to call you out this week, too, for not reporting it. I want to know what your motive is for not reporting the truth, for not showing these documents to the people so they can make a decision on it. I want to know what your interest is. Is it a financial gain? Is it keeping your job? Is it because your bosses are contributing to this fraud and this felon? Is that why you're not printing any of this? It's not like I'm alleging this stuff. These are documents that are available online. I'm happy to produce them to you. In fact, many of you reporters down there have been given these documents, and you're sitting on them. I know it for a fact. Why don't you do your job? That is the job of the media, is to expose the corruption so that people can deal with those who are supposed to represent them, who are committing crimes against them, and they're putting their liberties in jeopardy. 23 hours, Bradley, be back with you. Until then, this is Tim Brown, editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.